Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's James and Wiggy with Andy Hart. James, Wiggy, and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hernandez again fakes the bluff down the line, and the ball gets past the catcher, and Hernandez will score. You wonder if all the bluffing and darting and dodging that he did down there messed up Christian Vasquez a little bit.
The Jays beat the Red Sox here 10-4.
You know, we have to make adjustments with them. It is something that, you know, it has to start tomorrow, because the at-bats are great since they won.
Ouch. That was a bad loss last night, and to a team that sucks in the Toronto Blue Jays. It is Wiggy, James, and Hart, Jermaine Wiggins, Mark with a C, James, Andy Hart, and the Red Sox last night. Now, we'll get to how they are against teams with winning records. Last night, though, their recent acquisition, Andrew Cashner, showed why he's almost 40 games below 500 in his career. So, got off to a horrific start. And then the Red Sox, you know, they got back in the game, they tied up the game, and then he just goes to hell in the sixth inning, gives up that bomb to Justin Smoke.
Yep.
I mean, a bomb.
Smoked it.
He bombed, like, that was
deep, and it is gone.
Yep, Dale Arnold on the call last night right here on WEI, and the Red Sox lose this one 10-4, four-hour game. But that game last night, just to me, just... I know it's one of 162, but it's.
I love everybody goes to that.
No.
But 162.
No, but that game, Wiggy. It really is indicative of how this season has gone. You know, you just think when this team is turning the corner, and then you have a performance like last night, and this is the guy now that's your fifth starter. We're still waiting on Eovaldi. We got an announcement a few weeks ago. Eovaldi's going to be the closer. Why did they make that announcement? Because he's still not anywhere close to being back at all.
Yeah, but they told us sometime after the All-Star break. I mean, what are we, a week after the All-Star break?
Okay, but what I'm asking is that when are they going to get, they need a closer. When is this guy coming through the door?
Ken says it might be a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Saving him for the Yankees, the big games.
Yes. Okay.
Big game
player. Yankee Tampa Bay series.
They don't want to waste him.
They got that coming up in a couple of weeks, so that's... I mean, what, they're 3 games back of a wild card spot.
Tampa next Monday, Yankees on Thursday.
That's what they're chasing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're
wasting, like, these games are supposed to be, you know, they don't prove anything. You play the Blue Jays, you play the Orioles.
Right.
This is when you don't prove anything. You pile up some wins, but who's it against?
Right.
They're not even winning the...
This is when you get a little bit closer to the wild card.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. When you lose 10-4.
Right. Well, but Mark, you asked the question, what do they do? I know Glenn Ordway said if 5 games out, they sell off everything. They're 3 games back at the second wild card spot.
Is that what we're in? This is Boston.
Right.
This isn't Kansas City or wherever. We're not going to make it. We're going to sell off.
Yep.
Throw the towel in.
And your theories, I know your theories enough from doing way too many shows with you over the last couple weeks. So J.D. Martinez?
Sell.
Gone.
Trade.
Bets.
Trade.
Gone.
Sell.
So now we're in position where we're trading just all-star players, just giving away players.
MVPs. MVP candidates.
Right. MVP candidates.
Yes.
Top 5 MVP guys. And we're just trading them away for the future?
I think so. Or
so, Wiggy, you're in for selling?
Well,
you're all
in Boston, Massachusetts. Again, not Kansas City.
Right.
Not Milwaukee. Not Minnesota.
See, I'm in for selling and buying, right?
Excuse me?
I'm in for selling.
Oh, here we
and
got
buying.
John Kerry over here playing both sides of the fence.
No. I'm not playing both sides of the fence. I'm doing what a good plug does, right?
I see both your sides to that.
Right? I buy from my big distributor.
He is good back there.
I buy from my big distributor, and then I sell to my, you know, local street pharmacist. So what you got in this situation?
Is this a drug operation or a baseball team?
Well, you could, you know.
Yeah, I know. It sounds a little like peculiar there, Wiggy.
So part of a cartel?
I've said this before, right? Mookie Betts is a tremendous talented player. Now it all depends on how you're. It's all about the big four and the pitching rotation. They ain't pitching well. But if you sell off Mookie Betts, right, you may be able to get some pieces back in. still keep this window open, right? But you're still able to maybe do what Mark says they should do, is buy somebody in their bullpen, and then you roll into, you know, you chase that second wild card spot, and you roll into the postseason and say, hopefully my big four, my starting rotation, can hit lightning in a bottle, and if they pitch well, because it's not the hitting, right?
When no, you, but it's going to be the hitting if you trade Martinez and Betts.
Well, I didn't say Martinez. I said if you trade Mookie Betts, right? Who would you get more for, Mookie Betts or Martinez?
Mookie.
Right.
Plus, he has a year and a half of an MVP.
Right. Yep. So you'd get more for him. You'd still have J.D. Martinez here. You'd still have good bats in the lineup. Yes, you'd lose Mookie Betts, who is a talented player, but you'd get something for him that
Do I think he's a bum and a loser? Yes.
Get well, he won though? A World Series, but you'll still
Are you talking about prospects, or are you talking about trying to add a closer and something
well,
else by trading
still,
Mookie?
You could still No. You would add prospects, but you could still trade for a closer. You could still do that. You understand?
No, I don't. You have to be one of the Wiggy.
Right.
You can't be half in and half out.
You can't That's
be,
what I'm saying.
You can't be semi-pregnant.
That's the worst of both
you
worlds.
You can't be semi-pregnant.
You could do that. Why couldn't you do
because
that?
Because it'd be stupid. No.
Why would it? Because you'd still be getting prospects.
You're trading your MVP. But what are you trading for the closer? The prospects you got
for
Mookie?
No. And then you're going out and you're buying closers. You're going out and then you're hitting the market.
In the offseason.
No, this before the trade deadline.
So you're saying you want to. I think I see what Wiggy's saying. I'm trying to understand here that. So you're saying trade Mookie and you'll be okay with trading J.D. Martinez as well. Well, because you only have him for a few more months. He's going to opt out.
Right.
So try to get something for him.
But then if you're that now you're really taking a step back.
Well, okay, fine. But,
I'm saying
but,
just trade
but, but you're also saying still you don't have faith in Eovaldi as a closer, obviously.
No, then you would go out there and you would buy some bullpen help. You'd buy an arm for the bullpen.
But then,
what do you mean by buy?
But you can't
trade?
You can't do both.
Why can't you do both?
Well, because you have to be one or the other. Like, yes, I'm not telling you the team's going to go out the rest of the season and tank, but Andy and I, we have question marks above our head in this little cartoon that, like, bubbled because you're saying that you still want to contend.
So if you were going to go out and get a closer, right, and say you weren't going to trade Mookie Betts.
Will Smith from San Francisco.
How would you get Will Smith?
Trade.
Who would you trade?
J.D. Martinez. But then again,
they're not going to do that.
They're not going to do it.
But how would you get Will Smith? Is that what his name is, right?
Yes.
Will Smith. Well, how would you get him?
You have to trade, but you're saying what would you give up? Prospects?
Who?
Tanner Houck or who?
Who would you give up to get Will? You're saying you've said this before. The Red Sox need to go out and get an arm for the bullpen.
Right.
So there are guys out there.
My thing is this.
Just answer me how you would get Will Smith.
No, here's my thing. I want to sell.
No, but I'm saying you had said before.
Trade prospects. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Tony La Russa, when he was on with us, he made that sound unlikely.
So you
he basically said that. We've already shipped out a lot of prospects in recent years. Now you're rebuilding it. To do it again would probably not be the best plan for the future.
How would you get Will Smith, the arm for the bullpen?
Durbin, Feltman, Tanner Houck, trade a bunch of prospects, right?
Right.
But you don't have much to give.
Right. But listen, you would trade prospects to get that bullpen arm that you're talking about that could help you this season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what you would do is you could trade those prospects, but you could also trade Mookie Betts to get you some prospects back for the future.
For the future, though, but are you playing for the future or the present?
Because
the closer is a move for the present. The Mookie trade is a trade for the future.
But you're playing for both. Because
then you lose on both. That's how you end up.
Because you
got to be all one or the other,
Wiggy. You could still play for today because you'd have that closer that you talked about.
You think the closer is more valuable than an MVP right fielder?
Well, when your bats are not the problem, right? And we all.
But it just became the problem when you got rid of one of your best bats.
No, no. Everybody around here will tell me that Mookie Betts is not having a great year.
He's having a down year from last year, no question.
But
is he still good?
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not good. So you're going to lose one of your bats in the lineup. But
key bats.
You're going to lose one of your key bats in the lineup, but you still have.
So who's leading off?
Three for five last night. He's heating up.
You still have other valuable
who's
bats in the lineup.
By the way,
maybe I lead off with Benintendi.
He was bad in the leadoff spot.
But Wiggy,
I will tell you.
Bats
surprised
are not
me.
The problem.
You surprised me.
No, but they will be if you trade one of the best bats.
You surprised me one thing. I thought you would be the last person that would agree to. I thought you and I were going to go at it about getting rid of Mookie. Instead, you're with me on this.
I mean, I don't. He's leaving. He's leaving in a year and a half.
Right. So, do you want this and to make it to like a Celtics situation? You don't want this to turn where you get nothing, where Kyrie walks and he goes to a team in the division. Mookie walks and goes to the Yankees or something like that.
If you're the Red Sox, you got to ask yourself: do we make a run for the World Series to win a World Series, one World Series, between now and next year? That's what you got to ask yourself.
Correct. I agree with you.
Right?
That's why you can't do your theory. Because you got to answer that question
first.
But you
can't do my theory because I still think you can get away with maybe not having the bat. Mookie Betts, what did he do for you last year in the postseason?
Nothing. Right.
Okay.
Nothing.
So he had made a couple of nice plays in the outfield,
yeah,
right?
But not at the plate.
But all I'm saying is this. You can still potentially get that closer that you need. You could still trade off bats. Not that you're going to win a World Series, but you're not chasing a World Series anyways. You're chasing the second wild card spot.
If you trade
can do
bats,
both and still get the second wild card
so
spot.
So you're an ex-professional athlete,
yes,
right? So there's a chemistry, but talking about damn chemistry and motivations with the Celtics for years. If you're on the Boston Red Sox in July 31st, you hear, guys, we got some news.
Yeah.
We decided to move on from Mookie.
Right.
What kind of message does that send within that clubhouse?
But we also were able to trade for a closer that's going to help us this year in the bullpen where we struggled all
year
long.
You don't think people would take that as a mixed message boy just got traded?
Yeah, there'll be some people to take it that way, but then there'll be other guys that look at it like, hey, this is my opportunity to step up.
Now, here's the one thing I'll say. The Red Sox, there's a reason why no team has repeated since the Yankees did it 19 years ago in 2000. It's tough. It's so tough to repeat. I think the Red Sox, what does they always say? The toughest thing to see is the way other people see you. And I think the Red Sox,
tough times don't last, the tough people do.
At this team, they, as bad as we think that the bullpen, I call them the blowpen, because even last year I called them blowpen, the starters are actually worse. They are 19th in all of baseball.
The starting bloatation.
Yeah, you got to work on that.
Oh, I forgot about that one. That's a good one, Ken Laird. I forgot about that. You brought the blowtation back.
It doesn't roll off.
Well, you acquire Andrew Kashner. This guy's 40 games under .500 in his career. This, to me, this season has been a carnival of errors from the moment that Dave Dombrowski decided to go into the season.
But there was no downside on Kashner, right?
Andrew
He's pitching
Trashner.
As well as he has, correct? They paid the money. The Orioles paid they sent you whatever it was,
And you can see why.
Sure, can see why. But at least you took a shot, right? This was sort of a no-lose. Now, I guess in a couple of years, the two Dominican kids, I don't even know who they are, maybe we'll regret it, and you'll see one of those names say, oh my God, what a horrendous trade. Mm-hmm. But there was no downside to this. You didn't trade some prospect.
I'm just saying, you
took a shot. One game in, it looks like a terrible decision.
All I'm saying is this. If I was the guy who signed the front of the check, Sean Henry, I would call Dave Dombrowski into my office and I would say, I want to sell. I want to get rid of Mookie. I want to get rid of J.D. Martinez. And I want to start to plan for the future.
Okay, so
because you're not going to win the World Series this year.
So here's
Throw the towel in.
Here's how they might flip it, right? And answer me this question, both of y'all. Could the Red Sox still make the postseason, catch that second wild card spot?
Sure.
If they did not have Mookie Betts and they acquired a bullpen arm,
Let's go, Red Sox.
Their pitchers kind of turned it around, they're starting.
Well, if their pitchers turn it around, there's you have a decent chance to make the postseason with Mookie Betts and closer.
But
yes, the answer to both is yes.
Sure. Okay.
With Mookie, no closer, with closer, no Mookie. If the starters turn it around, you have a chance to make the
three bright spots.
That's their thing, right?
The three bright spots in the hitting lineup this year has been Devers, who should have been an all-star. Then you have Bogarts and Chavis.
Right.
They had enough to make the playoffs.
So, all right, that's why I said the way that I look at it is like, okay, we know we're going to lose Mookie Betts in a year and a half. We can get a haul for him. Right? Our hitting hasn't been our issue. Yes, we will lose a key bat, but we're chasing the second wild card spot anyways. It's not like we need Mookie Betts to get to that spot.
And by the way, what happened?
And would be able to get trade off some pieces to bring in a guy who can help us in the bullpen.
And what happened in 2004?
So your buy isn't selling.
When you traded, arguably,
you'd be losers.
One of your top players, Nomar Garciaparra.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there? It worked out. It worked out.
Right, but
people thought that Theo was nuts. He was stupid. Mookino.
And I bet you Dombrowski and those guys are probably thinking in their mind, if we can just get into the playoffs, we got the same cast of characters. Who's to say things don't turn around? We're able to put some things together and boom.
We'll flick the switch.
Right. We'll flip the switch and all of a sudden Chris Sale will go out there and he'll throw, eight scoreless innings and David Price will continue to do what he does.
And
E-Rod will all of a sudden be the player that we expect him to be and Porcello will hit lightning in the bottle and our bats will continue yelling. We might not have Mookie, but guess what? We got this Will Smith in the bullpen.
Boom!
And not only is he doing Men in Black, the sequel, but he's,
Which, by the way, I heard sucks.
No, well, that's because he didn't do it.
That's because it's right.
He's doing Bad Boy 3. That's why he couldn't do
Dombrowski, Men in Black. Dombrowski, though. Like, that's not his M.O. is to be a seller,
no,
a rebuilder.
Absolutely.
So that's another issue, another layer to this.
Absolutely not. It's a great point, Andy. And that's the thing about it is that this is, now you're asking Dave Dombrowski to completely go against the grain of everything he's always done, which is completely buy, buy, buy. I just think you have to be very, it's okay to be optimistic. You got to be realistic. This team is not winning the World Series. They're nowhere near the Yankees.
They're not chasing the Yankees.
Okay.
They are. But they're nowhere near the Astros either.
They're not chasing. They're chasing the wild card spot.
So you just want to get in and get out?
No. You get in, and then
anything can happen once you're in the tournament.
That's what their mindset is.
They beat this Yankees team last year. It's basically the same team. They embarrassed them in Yankee Stadium.
But are the Red Sox the same team? They got LeMahieu.
James Paxton.
All right, Paxton.
Okay.
When's he going to pitch? Is he going to be one of the top three starters?
Okay, they won't have Giancarlo Stanton until August.
Yeah, but
they haven't had Severino, and look at where they are.
But Mark James,
they had him last year.
They're not looking at it like that. And Ken's right. They're not looking at it like, they're looking at, look who we are on paper. Look at the guys that we have in this Red Sox in that clubhouse. These are the same guys that help us. Win a World Series last year. Now they're looking at it like they're not playing as well, but if we can get into the postseason, we got the same group of guys. All they got to do is for somehow, some way, who knows, maybe when you're in the playoffs, things change.
I want to get to something we talked about off the air. We'll get to that coming up after headlines that Andy Hart brought up about an intervention that took place, which is, to me, that tells you all you need to know about the 2019 Red Sox. An intervention, but not enough. But first, we're going to get headlines when we come at 7:30, but first we have trending with Ken Laird.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
9-day layoff for Andrew Kastner. Not great. 6 runs, 5 earned. Red Sox dug out of a 4-1 deficit, and then the first pitch of the 6th inning out of the ballpark, Justin Smoak. And they added on to it in the 9th, a 10-4 final last night at Fenway. Red Sox have dropped 3 of 4. Yankees comeback win over Tampa, too. They had a little bit of a fracas there. Fracas. Benches and bullpens
fracas,
emptying.
Fracas. If you're Mutt, it would be fracas.
Right.
That's all right. Still sounds the same.
Anyway,
it's Fraggle Rock.
Aaron Judge had a go-ahead 2-1 homer in the 8th in that one. So the Yankees lead is 10 games. Red Sox are back 3 in the wild card chase of both Oakland and Cleveland. Game 3 of the 4-game series against the Jays tonight, 7:10, on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Dale Arnold again joining Joe Castiglione, E-Rod on the mound. Darwinson Hernandez had a scoreless 8th, and Ryan Brazier option. Celtics will officially introduce Kemba Walker today at Auerbach Center. You going to go over, Mark, and ask the hard-hitting questions?
No, that would be a negative.
You grilled Kyrie.
No.
So you're going to go soft on the new
one? No, not going soft. It's just like, let's just let the guy play first, and then we can make opinions after that. I actually think, like I said, it'd be a better fit, not a better player, but better fit. So it's fine. I got nothing against Kemba. Kemba's great. Kemba's a good guy.
By the way, what did you think of, now, the Ben Simmons contract, max deal?
Oh, my
deal.
God.
Huge.
Oh, you ready for this? The Philadelphia 76ers. Lower the music. Because this is for people who are driving off the road right
now.
Lower
the bed.
No. I want you all to, pull over to the side of the road right now because I don't want you to get an accident. The Philadelphia 76ers have spent close to $500 million on Ben Simmons.
Yep.
Tobias Harris.
Yep.
And Al Horford. $500 million on those three players. None of them, other than Horford, can really hit. Ben Simmons has as many three-pointers as everybody in this room. Everybody listening on the air. What a joke.
What's their guy, Ellis, that said they're going to walk into the finals? Ellis Edison, I don't know who that is. One of the reserves. So they're going to walk in.
Yeah.
You texted me last night. The Raptors are talking trash now, right?
Yeah. Pascal Siakam.
Well,
at least he's won something,
coast,
Wiggy.
Right?
At least he's won something.
Well, they're saying that, you
kind
know,
kind of
what?
Rode another guy's coattails.
We could still
right.
We could
no,
still
he
win.
Was great, though.
He was great,
win,
but great. You we think he's going to win without Kawhi?
No.
Did you just say that?
No, that's not what he said.
Oh.
How about what Charles Barkley said? And if Joel Embiid will take that to heart, he said the Philadelphia won't win anything until Joel Embiid gets his fat ass in shape.
I agree.
I agree, too.
Well, he also said Zion Williams needs to lose a few pounds, too.
Nah, he's good. Zion's fine. Charles Barkley telling people they need to lose weight?
Wow. Have you seen Zion?
Pot, this is kettle.
Yeah. Have you seen Zion's pictures of him sitting on the bench? He looks a little
he's
hefty.
He's a rook. Right. He'll be fine.
Coach K said he's got to get in shape.
The rook thing isn't great. Yeah? You're fat as a rookie. You're only going to get fatter as a vet.
Well, that's fat and happy. Even Coach K said he's put on a few pounds.
Mike Florio joins us at 9:15. This is James, Wiggy, and Hart. Headlines with Wiggy coming up.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You are locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Headlines with Wiggy. Headlines with Wiggy. You've heard it for years, but you've never heard it like this. It's time for Headlines with Wiggy on Sports Radio WEEI.
That's what the Red Sox are. They're the Celts of summer. Yeah. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, yeah. This is what the Red Sox are. They're the Celts of summer.
Because a vision softly.
At least the Celtics are, they're trying to improve their team. I mean, you know, do I think Kemba Walker's an improvement over Kyrie? No, but at least they realize that, hey, it didn't work. We failed. It's the Celts of summer.
That goes right down my spine. I feel it, and not in a good way.
I feel it. I'm uncomfortable hearing that. Wiggy, your first intro there was real. I'm like, that's a cool little intro, yeah. And then they just killed it.
That's all right. Yeah, it's all right. We got headlines. Are we sponsored, Ken?
Yes, we are. Every day, headlines brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in men's sexual health. You can learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call them at 617-793-5000.
All right, in honor of my boy, Chris Curtis, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so headlines, right? So here's the biggest thing, right? We're going to start here first. Everybody talked about, oh, we can't bring this guy to the Celtics. We cannot do it. It's long term. He's not going to stay around there. And I had told Danny Ainge for the longest time, Anthony Davis is your guy. So Anthony Davis, he did a sit down with Rachel Nichols. And they talked about a bunch of things. But the thing that stood out to me the most was when she asked him about his future with the Lakers.
At your introductory press conference, they introduced you as someone who they hope will be a pillar of the Lakers for a decade to come.
Yeah.
You're only signed through this season.
Yeah.
Do you think you will be a pillar of the Lakers for years and years to come?
Well, honestly, Rachel, I'm just focused on this season. I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm going to make the best of this year. And when that time comes around in, you know, the summer or, you know, whenever the season's over, hopefully around, you know, mid-June, you know, after we just had this parade and, you know, I need a couple of days to think.
A lot of words.
You know, then we can, you know, talk about that. But until then, you know, I'm trying to do whatever I can to help this team win this year.
A lot of words there.
Ooh.
A lot of them were,
I'm a Laker for life. Yes. I didn't hear that in there.
No. I would love to resign with this team.
If you'll have me, I'd like to resign next summer.
Yeah.
None of that was
in
there.
No, he was just like, I'm going to contract this year. Wiggy, okay.
Oh, wouldn't that be great
the
if
door
he screwed them?
Slightly open?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Well, that's why I said that Danny Ainge should have made a run at this guy. You get him in. I mean, it's no guarantee he's staying with the Lakers, but wouldn't you love to... Even if it was with Kemba Walker, and I don't know if you could have did both, but Kyrie Irving, wouldn't you love to have Anthony Davis here and say, all right, we'll give it a shot?
I was just going by what his agent and father said. He didn't want to be in Boston.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody.
Let's not ignore
Everybody told me that he wanted to be in the Lakers. He wanted to play for the Lakers.
And he's going to be.
And he's just
even
signed.
Though he didn't just say it, he's going.
Why wouldn't you come out and go? Yeah, I'd love to.
Because nothing good comes from saying it.
Absolutely.
Nothing good until it's signed.
And because then all of a sudden you become a traitor. So he's like, listen, I'm just
planning on resigning here next year.
Right.
You don't think he regrets that?
I don't, but I think if you're Anthony Davis in this situation, things, you know that it's the organization. You know, you got LeBron for the next couple of years to say, you know what? Hey, I mean, I'd love to be a Laker. We'll see what happens. That's not going to be a traitor, you know, just to say that. But it was a lot of words for him to basically, you know, come off as it didn't really sound confident that he wanted to re-sign with the Lakers.
He'll be there.
He will be there. No doubt. I think. But I will give Wiggy credit. Wiggy is still, even though he's finally conceded defeat for at least this season, he found some sound that gives a glimmer of hope for the Celtics next summer.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance. You never, never, never know. So, Danny, keep your foot on that Anthony Davis gas pedal. All right. Now, for all you mules out there, this guy was pretty innovative. Now, if you don't know what a mule is...
Clint Eastwood?
Yes, very good movie. Did you see that movie?
Yeah, a little slow.
A little slow.
Good, but not very good. Slow.
It was slow, but it was a good movie.
Enjoyable.
Yes.
Good, plain movie.
So what a man tried to do is he tried to sneak a half a kilo of coke under his lace front wig. Now, he had a wig on. He had the cocaine on the top of his head, and he had a wig.
How big's half a kilo?
Half a kilo is not very big. I mean, I'd say...
So you can hide it under a toupee.
Yeah, I'd say, like, maybe a little bit smaller than this...
That's still pretty big.
Understand to the radio audience, they can't see
that. I'm gonna,
he held up a headphone case.
Yes, a headphone case. So if you cut a headphone case in half. So he was in, where was he? He was in, I think it was in Colombia. No, he was in Spain. The man was, he was arrested in an airport in Spain. Law enforcement officials, it was just basically pure luck. They spotted
a lump on his head.
Yeah, an unusual large headpiece.
Wow.
Sitting atop of his head, an oddly shaped wig.
Maury's wigs don't come off.
And upon further inspection, they discovered a half a kilo of coke strapped to this man's head.
That seems offensive. What if you just have a lumpy head?
Well,
now they're going to stop me at the TSA and think I got cocaine? I got a big head.
It's not about your head, it's about your wig.
There's a lump, yeah.
Yeah, if your wig doesn't sit right, you might want to go see, what is it, Dr. Leonard, right? Is that what Jerry's guy?
Yeah.
Is it Jerry's guy wants the hair transplants? Go see him because the wig thing is
package of hot dogs. That's what Jerry said his head would look like. A package of hot dogs.
Yeah. Dr. DiStefano, actually.
Is that who it is, Dr.
You know, there's another way. I saw in the movie Get Him to the Greek. Did you ever see that?
I did see that movie.
Russell Brand and Jonah Hill.
No.
You can also, it's probably a more effective way to getting it through customs.
Anus Cantor?
Yes.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, well.
I'd rather try sneaking it under my wig.
Got it.
Not
fair
jamming
enough.
Anything up my butt.
Anus Cantor.
Well, you could be like the movie The Mule and Clint Eastwood and just throw it in the back of your pickup truck.
That's the way I would do it. You give me a really nice pickup truck, I'll put a bag in the back and I'll drive.
Just as long as you have some fruit back there, you'll be fine. All right, interesting. Now, you can only guess what state this is in, okay?
Florida!
Why? I didn't even...
Yeah. I was going to say Florida. I live there, yeah. It's got to be Florida.
All right.
Wait, you lived in Florida? I've never heard.
All right, so
with Greg Olson and Ray Lewis,
and Ray Lewis,
Jimmy Johnson,
he went to you.
Did you go fishing with Jimmy Johnson?
No, I never did. When everybody went there, so a man finds
Forrest Gump over here.
So a man finds out that his wife's cheating on him.
Oh,
okay.
What part of Florida is this? South Florida?
Just in Florida, in kind of it says the South Beach area. So he finds out that his wife's cheating on him. Only in Florida, where you could say.
Yeah,
this
are you sure it's Gainesville?
I don't know.
Okay.
Does it matter where it is?
Yes, it does, because if it's South Florida, I can know how the story's going to end.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Does it really matter?
Oh, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Don't get Wiggy mad.
Listen, I know my headlines is fluid and we go in a lot of different directions here. So a man finds out that his wife is cheating with the next door neighbor.
Oh.
Ooh. What does he decide to do? Well, take a listen to this.
This one's hard to believe here. A Florida man goes after his wife's lover armed with a pair of scissors, and this does not end well. Alex Benilia accused of cutting off his neighbor's penis after catching him in bed with his wife.
So, Wiggy, it's a morning. There are people eating breakfast right now. That is the most disgusting.
The scissors part is even worse.
It is Florida.
At least
so
if
this,
it was a machete, you could say, one big swing. But
so for you, Mark, the Gilchrist County Sheriff Office.
Okay.
I don't want anybody cheating.
Investigating a burglary. Is that how you say
burglary?
Burglary.
By the way, Ken, you got that in the
drop,
right?
That's mutt level.
Yep, we got
burglary.
It.
Burglary. All right. where now this guy, he broke into the neighbor's house. He tied him up at gunpoint. So you're thinking maybe home invasion here, right? That's what you think. He ties this guy up at gunpoint. Next thing you know, man proceeds to, not only did he remove his junk, but
with scissors.
Ugh. But here's the interesting part, right?
Oh, that wasn't interesting
enough.
That wasn't the
interesting part of it. He decides to take it with him.
Excuse me?
Yes. He took the man's junk with him.
Imagine. Like, just in his hand?
Oh, yeah, just like, you know, for like, hey, this is what happens. I'm taking this thing
with
him.
He literally took his manhood.
Yes, he literally took his manhood.
Three words on this. Only in Florida.
So I told you where it is. Gilchrist.
Yeah, it's west of Gainesville. It's west, so it's not South Florida. It's near, not too far from the University of Florida.
Okay, well.
But by the way, it's total redneck. It's total like that. That is.
What is it with the state of Florida? Like, the craziest things happen down there.
It's because here's the thing about it. What do they say? That everybody goes down there because they're hiding for something from their past. So they go to Florida to start it. It's a sunny place for shady people. That's what they say.
But it's also home to the happiest place on earth.
Disney,
right?
Yes, that is true. Well, and
nice area.
Hey. Don't forget it's Orchids of Asia Day Spa.
But then again, it is Florida, so. He might have, like, when he took it, he might have brought it to his wife and goes, hey, you recognize who this belongs to? And maybe she goes.
Where is it now?
I'm hoping that they put it on ice so they can kind of reattach it.
Yeah, I feel like we need a follow-up headlines in a few days.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get it.
And, like, just how do you not die from that?
I don't know. Who's the guy? Yeah, who's Lorena Bobbitt?
Whoever yeah, Bobbitt lived, right?
Yeah, so maybe
happily ever after.
Well, just be careful when you're in Watertown and you're knocking on your neighbor's door.
Somebody comes with scissors. It's not to give you a haircut.
So Mark, this story's gonna. And I know Ken loves the local story, so this is something that you might be interested in. They did a survey of the most expensive places to live in Boston, and just some of the one bedroom apartment rents.
Yeah,
you got a one bedroom?
A two bedroom. Braggart.
Okay. I don't want to ask you what you pay, but
too much.
Here's how they ranked it. If you're looking for some place to live in the metro kind of Boston
most
area,
expensive.
And you're looking for a one bedroom, you might want to stay away from Cambridge. $2,500 a month.
Yep.
Boston, $2,450. Brookline, $2,400. Little tip for you guys. You want to get some bang for your buck? You want to save some of that money? Move to Lawrence, $1,300 a month.
No for one kidding.
Bedroom. There you go, see?
Really?
All right.
Wow.
You going to move?
No.
I couldn't love the city of Boston anymore. I was born about 20 minutes away in Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Oh, nice area.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, $1,300 bucks will get you a one bedroom.
I'm asking, like, if something's
does he have a gun? Packing?
No.
If something's so cheap, there's got to be a catch here.
Yeah, I mean, Lawrence, you know, there's some areas.
Beep, 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 beep.
There's some areas you might need a gun, so it depends on where.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you said it then. All right.
Yeah, so some areas that you might want to protect
yourself. You didn't put Watertown there. Watertown's very expensive.
Yeah, well, let's see. Is Watertown on the list? Watertown is not on the list.
Really?
It's top 13. So
why don't you just tell us, what do you pay? $2,500.
Not that much.
I get it.
22.5.
Well, Brookline and Watertown, aren't they like neighbors?
Pretty much.
So about 24. We know he's 2,400.
Yeah,
well, he's got a two bedroom, so he's more than that. Yeah. For all you Marvel fans out there, you a Marvel fan?
Hell yeah.
I'm a Marvel fan.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mark, that means he's not a Marvel fan. He is not a Marvel fan. Well, the greatest Marvel movie that was ever made. We're going to continue down that path. I don't know how to say this guy's name for anything. Takiya Waititi is the director. He was the director of Marvel's Thor Ragnarok, which I feel like is the best movie ever.
Very good.
And they are making a Thor 4. He is back
nice.
To direct that.
That's all we need. You know what the one thing I'm thinking about this world we live in? We have such a lack of comic book movies.
I love comic books.
Thank you.
You know, thank God there's more.
There are. Shut up, nerd!
More. What's wrong with you? Spider-Man Far From Home just dropped. Now that we know we will see Thor, hopefully we'll see the Hulk. They'll be able to do him right, because if you saw Avengers Endgame and you're a big Hulk fan like I am, they did my man
dirty. It was weird.
Dirty.
It was weird.
They did him very dirty. All right, and we're going to finish up headlines on this one. I don't get it, but there's been a... It was a huge... Kind of every, it was all over the place yesterday. This whole face app age yes. challenge nonsense. I know we had the baby face challenge not too long ago. But yesterday, everywhere I looked, they had this thing where they had old people faces on that.
Yep.
Did y'all do that?
No.
Ken?
I passed.
Everybody passed on
it? Passed on
that. Amon, you passed on it?
Hard pass.
Seems like something you would do. You're very active. Nah, there,
yeah, so. But I don't like the.
It's setting up for an Ordway joke.
No, I didn't like the old. I don't like the old face app. I didn't like. I wasn't a huge fan of the baby app. My wife does Snapchat, and like they have a lot of face apps, and I never really got it. I'm like, really? Like, you know, you want to make me look like a woman, or you want to look like a man? I'm like, would you stop that? But yeah, I guess it was.
That
all.
That says something about your relationship there. That's interesting.
Well, no, I mean, she's putting it on, and she's like got a beard, and I'm like. Nah, just something don't look right.
The
yet.
Baby face stuff was funny, though.
Yeah, I didn't like the baby face either.
No, I find it all annoying.
Yeah,
but everybody was getting into it. Teams were doing it, putting it out. Networks.
Yeah, I saw
was
Brady.
Huge.
There was
Brady was everywhere. 2050 Brady still winning.
Right. So that was a big rage. So if you were on there yesterday,
did you read why? This guy from NBC.
Yes.
Supposedly, they're stealing your information. Not only do they get your face, but they're stealing some of your data, and no one knows what the hell they do with it.
Oh, well, you know,
it's another example.
I don't mind if they
23 and me, they're tracking you. They're going to label you and then take you out.
Yeah, I don't mind.
It's like he was collecting data.
I don't mind if they track my data. I got nothing to hide. Just,
your
you know,
face?
Just scrub my porn section. That's all.
That's all right. Oh, and that's Wiggy with headlines.
And that's
a lot
our
of stuff.
Headlines right there.
Very nice. All right. Intervention, not just for Wiggy. This is for someone on the Red Sox. This actually happened. We'll get to that next.
You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Sports Radio Network.
Mario Empebra. Am I saying that right, Ken Laird? I hope I am. Michael Empeba. Nora Pernasi. I think I'm saying that right from the Boston Globe. How'd you say that again, Patio?
I mean, here was Eric Splestra.
Olivia.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Cupola. Giancarlo. Giancarlo Stanton. Giancarlo? Giancarlo? Giancarlo. I picture. Okay. Weeks. Expedited? Is that the word? Struggle with erectile dysfunction. I can't even get full sentence, so whatever. Go ahead. They will run rickshaw, whatever the word is. Harris County DA.
Investigating a burglary. Is that how you say it? I should have just said investigating a theft.
Robbery.
Robbery.
Breaking and entering.
No, you did it right. That's a good, that's what we want. We
investigating want a burglar. Yeah. I always struggle with that word.
So how do you say the hamburglar?
Hamburglar.
Nice. See, you do that it. Easily. See, just go there.
Burglar.
You
do that easily.
Burglar. Yeah. Burglar is different than...
Larry.
Larry on the end. Burglary.
It's still funny.
Oh God!
That's my mother. Blame her for that.
So there's an intervention going on with the Red Sox. Is Ryan there? Hannibal wrote it on WEI.com.
Yes,
how Chris Sale this season through 19 starts, 3-9. The Red Sox are horrific when he starts. It's not even just his record. He has a 4.27 ERA. He's already allowed 17 home runs this year, after allowing just 11 all season long.
Getting my ass kicked.
And he said, and Hart brought this up before the show, the coaching staff has done everything they can to try and help Sale fix his issues. Now, his bullpen session in between starts Tuesday was unusual, as a number of pitchers went out to the bullpen to watch. So this is sort of like an intervention. This is your ace who was given $145 million.
Right.
Prior to the season, and Wiggy, there's an intervention right after the All-Star break. That is not a good sign. So when I say sell, mm-hmm. and even though you're half in it with me, you yes. want to sell and buy at the same time.
Right.
This is what I'm talking about. That's
what good traders do.
This is the Red Sox right now. I mean, he hasn't won a game in over a month. He's allowed
5 earned runs in the last 3 straight starts. This is your ace, dude.
Right, and he's got. And I told G-Dick this yesterday. I said it's something upstairs. Like, right, mentally he's got the yips. You know, a lot of athletes to get him in a lot of different sports. But when he comes out and he's saying basically, you know, I don't know what it is. I just stink. That tells me he has the yips. I don't think it's like a physical thing with him, even though he's had some physical issues in the past. Because you think about this, and I brought it up yesterday. It wasn't too long ago, June 5th, when you looked at his 9 innings pitched against Kansas City, and you're like, you know what? Hey, Chris Sale looks good.
Yep.
Right? And now you see him in the past couple of starts, and he's all over the place. To me, I think it's upstairs mentally.
And I'd like to know how this came about. All these guys being at the... Was this a request from somebody? Whether it be him, whether it be Cora... You know,
I don't think it was him.
All hands on deck. And if it isn't, wouldn't this make it worse? Now I'm out there doing what I've done for my entire career, my bullpen session, and suddenly everybody's out watching like we're nitpicking and trying to figure out why I suck, because Wiggy's right. It's in his head. Those comments before the All-Star break about, you know, embarrassing his family and he's never been this low. And, you know, I keep bringing it up. It reminds me, Wiggy, do you remember when the Jets were on Hard Knocks and they show a quarterback room with Mark Sanchez and somebody says, what do you need to do? And it was a coach asking a sort of a technical question.
Right.
I need to stop sucking so much.
Right.
It's like you've bottomed out.
Yeah. Right.
No confidence. It's not about technique or this or that. It's about I just suck.
Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco had it when he was there. He had the dropsies.
Right.
Yep.
And once it's in your head.
That's it.
And I just, this was alarming to me because I would dub it an intervention where everybody's like, this is our last resort. The catchers are there. The pitchers are there. All the coaches are there. We're trying to. And if it's in his head, what are you looking for? Because if it's not mechanical, if he's not hurt and it's not mechanical, then what are you guys looking for? You can't look inside his head and figure out why he's lost confidence or why he is what he is.
And there are reports that during spring training, he and his agent, that his contract, now as much as people, and we constantly will kill Dave Dombrowski for not having a closer start the season, perhaps even a bigger F up than that was giving this guy, who's a bag of bones and usually breaks down in August into September, his ERA balloons every August and September, it's doing it earlier. So it begs the question, guys, why was he so overzealous to give him $145 million when contract was going to be up at the end of the season? But to a certain extent, I'll let Dombrowski off the hook to a certain extent because I think it was more John Henry. John Henry, and we got this out. He said it. He talked about the Red Sox dropping the ball on John Lester and letting Lester, you know, get out of here. He goes, he didn't want the Lester thing to happen again. And guess what? Chris Sale, you're $145 million richer because John Henry didn't want you to become the next John Lester. And that was a fail. That's an ownership and management fail.
Right, because when you look at his postseason performance, right, you think about, especially since he's been with the Red Sox, you would probably categorize him as what? A little bit better than average?
Last year wasn't great in the postseason.
Like, that's what I'm saying. A little bit better than average, right?
Against game one against Kershaw, he wasn't good. I mean,
kind of, so are you, like you said, you're not really paying him off of that, right?
Nope.
I think we blew the John Lester. We blew re-signing him in spring training.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right. So that's
a bad business move right there.
Well, here's another bad business move, Wiggy, is the fact that you just mentioned something too. You don't ever pay anyone for what they already did for you. You pay them for what you think they can do for you in the future.
Right.
And so, he's a guy that's been on the disabled list.
Yes.
Shut it down numerous times.
Right.
And this year's been weird from the get-go. The whole thing in the beginning with him easing him into the season, and then he's throwing 88, 89 in those initial starts. Remember those starts in April?
People were like, they were questioning so much. Right. Like, well, and I remember hearing Lou, it's not about velocity, it's more about location. And then
screw it. If you go from throwing high 90s to high 80s, it's about velocity.
Right, and then it was, he had like 93, so he's kind of getting back to it a little bit.
And now, you know, you mentioned, you know, the June where it was like, okay, maybe he's hitting his stride.
Right.
Maybe it did work the way they manage it. Maybe they were preparing for the long haul to avoid the August shutdown and sort of limping towards the end. Because that's what he's been. The last couple of years, it's been, oh, he's going to cruise to the Cy Young right up until he doesn't cruise to the Cy Young and the bottom falls out. But the only thing I'd say about the contract, it being a bad contract, if it's mental, like Wiggy said, if this is a mental issue right now,
you can't see
that coming.
No, you can't
see that coming. That's not a bad sign. If it's physical, now you're in trouble.
Here's my
I don't think it's physical because you see some of the stats that we talked about. You see the 17 strikeouts he had against Colorado. Was that? And then you see the 9 innings pitch that he has against Kansas City, and then it, you know, 7 innings against Texas. So I don't think it's physical because it's physical, right? Maybe you throw him on the DL. You're not able to go those type of things. And that's why. And then when you hear him speak, to me, that leads me to believe.
It goes back to this.
Well said.
Why the rush? Why the overzealous need to give him 140? Because now contract is guaranteed.
Andy makes a great point, though. How do they know that it's a mental issue, right? If he checks all the boxes on his physical performance, right? And we know that last year he was cruising until he kind of got hurt.
He got hurt. Yeah.
So he's cruising a little bit, and then he comes back, and he's averaging the postseason. He comes out, he pitches some good innings for you here and there, and you're thinking like, okay, he's feeling good, he's feeling healthy. We didn't know what it was. Was it the belly ring that gave him the stomach infection?
No, that was a joke.
I know that, but he was trolling. I know that. I'm being sarcastic, right? So now you say, all right, this guy's good to go. You know what? We did make the mistake, like you said, Mark, with Lester. We're not going to make the same mistake. And now all of a sudden, mentally, he's just, for whatever reason, beginning of the season, he can't find it. Now it's just
so. But Mark, you'd agree, if they didn't sign him before the season, he was gone. They were going to lose him at the end of the year.
That's
like
okay,
John
Henry.
Okay.
But now, coming three and whatever.
No, because now you're.
Well, his contract was up.
I mean, now you have, in terms of 30 Major League Baseball teams, you're 19th in starting ERA, starting pitching. So it's like, that's the thing. I don't know why John Henry and Dave Dombrowski were so scared to lose him.
Yeah, but if the other Red Sox, who you're going into the season.
You already have Price. Price is like...
Right, but you lose Sale, so you're going in with Price, Erod, Porcello.
Well, Porcello probably be gone anyway.
No. I'm talking...
Oh, Eovaldi. They signed Eovaldi.
I'm saying... You were saying, let him walk.
No. I meant after this season.
Right.
He was locked up till October. Mm-hmm. So why did you have to give him 140?
But then you're down to three starters, and you have nobody coming in the minors.
And the whole idea is you go early, you get a shorter-term deal. This wasn't one of those, you know, 8-year, 200-and-whatever-million-dollar pitching contracts, right? It's a shorter-term deal. And, again, if it's not physical, you didn't foresee whatever this is, right? You didn't foresee him mentally going in the tank and falling apart. He was your ace. You can say you have Price, but for the last couple years,
Sale
is your ace.
He is the ace. There's no question about it.
You got a shorter-term deal at good money. Make no mistake, they were willing to take it, right? They wanted to sign. They wanted to be here. I mean, I think you can argue there was reason to do the deal. In hindsight, it looks like crap.
Right. Yeah, no, it does look like crap.
But you bring up the best point is that you said they don't want another John Lester on the hand, right?
That's what John Henry said. Yeah.
When you lost John Lester, I mean, how did he perform when he went to Chicago?
Pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, well,
helped him win a World Series.
We don't want to lose this guy. Potentially got some gas left in the tank.
So I just think the reasoning on that was really bad. You look at this. Dombrowski went into the season and did not want a closer. That was a fail. I don't have a problem with you not want to give Kimbrel $17 million. Instead, you give it to Eovaldi, who's now your closer because your starting rotation sucks worse than your bullpen. That's a fail. You trade for Andrew Kashner, whatever. You give $6.5 million to Steve Pierce that could have gone towards a closer. All the, like, the Steve Pierce and Eovaldi deals, here's what bothers me the most about both of them. They were emotional attachment contracts. You're like, oh, they were great for us in the postseason. They led us to our fourth World Series in 15 years.
But it's like, that's what they already did. Pierce is garbage now. Eovaldi can't even get on the damn field. So all the, and then you give, on top of that, you give a bag of bones $145 million. He can't even make it to the All-Star break before breaking down. This has been one fail after another.
Well, if you're going to play it fair, they did sign Bogaerts.
That was last year.
No, I know, no, but that's going early. That's
and they
signing.
Got him for a good deal.
Great
they got him
for deal. A great
and
deal.
And look at him now. He's turning that, into the superstar that people thought
and
he could.
And then you're going to have to eventually lock up Devers. But
did you think that the Sale deal was a bad deal when they signed
him? Yes.
Did you?
I did not. I'll be honest.
I thought you signed your ace to a shorter-term deal. I hate the super long starting pitcher deals like you got with Price that you have regretted at times and will continue to regret later. I didn't think it was a bad deal.
And I think the majority of people probably would agree with you, Andy, that they thought when you signed Sale, that it was a good deal.
Listen, the money's not the issue. John Henry, $151
million. So then what's the issue? What are you screaming at?
The issue is that you didn't need to do it before the season.
Longer it goes, the money goes up.
Right.
If he has a good year, it's going to go up, but you didn't expect him to go in the tank.
Yeah, you expected
a normal Chris Sale season, which means when he hits free agency, the cost is more. So they tried to do the opposite of what they did
with John Lester.
They went with a respectable offer that the other side might take. Right. We're not going to lowball you early. We're going to bring you an offer that you might pounce on. They pounced on it, and the bottom has fallen out. He's having a terrible year.
Now, the one thing, do I think that Sale is fixable? Yes, I do.
I don't know.
This feels bad.
This intervention feels bad. I don't really understand what that is.
Andy, I do think there's a part of him, whether it's psychological, whether it's getting a sports psychologist in there, whatever. I don't know if he's fixable for this season, but I do think long term he could be fixable. But I can tell you this, if he's not, now you're on the hook and now you're married to this guy after this season. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, that contract starts next year. Right. So you got him for 5 more years after this season. That contract's making Pablo Sandoval and Carl Crawford look like bargain basement deals.
Pablo will be off the books after this year, right? So you can fill one bad contract.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Another.
You want a World Series? They'll say you want a World Series with Chris Sale.
Yeah.
And you really want it with David Price.
But he was, you know, he came in and he pitched well in spots. That's ultimately what he has on his resume.
All right, we will get back to more of the Red Sox being bad. How about this? You ever want to look at a crystal ball? You want to see what things are going to look like for the next 3 years?
Like that app?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the face. Well, yeah. That's probably the next 20, 30 years, you know, in some cases. But I guess if you're Glenn, it'd probably be, or Jerry, it's like in the next 6 months.
Yeah. We got to get up on in the background. Mike Greenberg looks like he did the app, but it's on live TV. He looks like he's aged 20 years.
He's got to get rid of the beard.
Your rating sucks and you age.
Keyshawn's back.
Listen, we'll keep some Red Sox here, and we'll get to this, that somebody has looked ahead in the future, guys.
Okay.
And for the next 3 years, the New England Patriots and where this organization is. And surprisingly enough, I want you to hear Andy Hart's perspective on this because it's not what you think it would be. There's a tease for you. All right? That's Wiggy Hart and James on WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.